So, looking at Title IX regulations more closely, Title IX regulations require a recipient to adopt and publish grievance procedures, providing for the prompt and equitable resolution of student and employee complaints under Title IX. These procedures provide an institution with a mechanism for discovering incidents of discrimination and harassment as early as possible, and for effectively correcting individual and systemic problems. So again, these are all everything. The focus of Title IX is prompt, quick attention on any issue dealing with discrimination, harassment, and so forth as soon as possible. And again, all school has to have these type of a published procedure in order to deal with this. The procedure that each school uses to resolve the Title IX complaint may vary depending on the nature of the allegation, the age of the student or students involved, the size of the administrative structure of the school, state and local legal requirement, and what it has learned from the past, from past experiences. So here it's saying it's specific. There's no cookie cutter way to handle any particular situation, because for example, how you would deal with bullying of a third grader is different from an 11th grader just because of where the child is developmentally. So it wouldn't make sense. So again, it's specific. Again, the resolution depends on a host of different things.